Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is the Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
All right, let's jump into Allstate's third quarter 2024 performance. We've got their 10Q and the transcript of their earnings call.
Yeah, always interesting to see how a company like Allstate is doing, especially in a market like insurance.
Yeah, definitely. And what I'm really curious about is, you know, how they're dealing with all the challenges they're facing in the insurance market, but also planning for growth in the future. I think this is going to be a really valuable deep dive, you know, whether you're an investor or an insurance customer, or just someone who wants to understand, you know, these big companies a little bit better.
For sure. And right away, you can see that Allstate had some really good results this last quarter. Their total revenue went up by 14.7% and got to $16.63 billion.
Wow, that's a big jump. It's like all their work to fix their auto insurance business is really working out for them.
You're right. Their auto profit improvement plan has really made a difference. Their combined ratio improved by 7.3 points.
Okay. But for those of us who aren't, you know, insurance experts, what does that actually mean?
Basically, a combined ratio under 100 means that they're making money on their auto policies. So a lower ratio like this is really good for the company's profits. It's interesting to see how they're handling that tricky balance of raising prices enough to cover their costs while still keeping their customers. They did say they increased average earned premiums, so it looks like auto insurance rates did go up.
Yeah, I bet that didn't make everyone happy.
Yeah.
But I guess it makes sense when you consider they had increased severity estimates, especially for those bodily injury claims. Those medical and legal bills can really add up.
For sure. And it's definitely a tough situation. Lower accident frequency is helping with some of those rising costs, but it's still a balancing act. They're also spending a lot more on advertising to try and boost their growth.
Makes sense. They have to get new customers, especially if they're raising prices. Did they say anything about how well those ads are working?
Yeah. Allstate saw a 26% jump in new business this quarter, which is pretty big. It sounds like those ads are doing what they're supposed to. And on top of that, they're launching new products like ASC Auto, which they say is supposed to be more affordable, simpler, and, you know, more what people are looking for these days.
Trying to reach more people with a more modern approach.
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of insurance companies have been having a hard time with homeowners insurance. What's Allstate doing in that market?
That's interesting because they actually see homeowners insurance as a big opportunity for growth, which seems a bit counterintuitive considering all the problems a lot of insurers are facing with things like big catastrophe losses.
That is a little surprising. How are they managing to stay ahead of the game like that?
Well, they mentioned their underlying combined ratio for homeowners insurance is in the low 60s, which shows they're doing a good job managing risk. It's not just about charging higher prices. They're also innovating with new products like ASC Homeowners. It's like the equivalent of ASC Auto, but for homes.
So they're taking a similar approach with homeowners insurance as they are with auto streamlining, modernizing, trying to reach a broader audience. But what about all the increasing risk of natural disasters, particularly with climate change happening? Those catastrophic losses can really hurt an insurance company's bottom line.
Yeah, that's where it gets interesting. They talked about strategic management of policies in force, which could mean a bunch of different things. Maybe they're being more careful about where they offer new policies or adjusting coverage in those high-risk areas.
So they're being proactive about managing their risk instead of just reacting after a disaster hits. That makes sense?
Yeah.
But it also makes you wonder what's happening in those high-risk areas that they're pulling back from.
It's a tough spot for sure, both for insurance companies and for the people living in those areas that are more vulnerable. They specifically said they're not writing new homeowner policies in California, Florida, and New Jersey, and they're not renewing some policies in Florida because of underperformance. Really shows you how different things are in different states.
It definitely highlights how climate change is affecting the insurance industry and the difficult decisions companies like Allstate have to make. It's not just about external factors, though. They also talked about internal challenges they're dealing with, like keeping their customers. It looks like Allstate's overall policies actually dropped by 1.5% mostly because their customer retention went down to 84.7%.
Yeah, that's a noticeable dip. Why do you think that is? Are people finding better deals somewhere else, or is something else happening?
Well, they did say that those price increases they put in place to fix their auto insurance profitability have had an impact on retention. They're in a bind. They need to charge enough to cover their costs and make a profit, but they don't want to lose customers either.
It's a classic dilemma. What are they doing to keep their customers, especially ones who are probably feeling those price increases?
They're really trying to improve the whole customer experience, offering personalized pricing options like Milewise, which uses telematics to track driving habits and then adjust prices accordingly. And they said they're working directly with customers to find ways to make things more affordable. So it sounds like they're moving away from that one-size-fits-all pricing and really trying to tailor it to individual customers. Smart move in a competitive market like this. Customer retention is just one piece of the puzzle, though. What about their big-picture growth strategy? I'm sure our listeners are curious about where Allstate's headed in the next few years.
Oh, they're thinking big. They've got a multi-pronged growth strategy, and advertising is a big part of it. And they're also expanding their distribution channels to reach different types of customers, like with online and mobile platforms.
Makes sense to meet customers where they are, especially since more and more people prefer to handle their insurance online. Do they break down the performance of those different channels at all?
They did. Their traditional Allstate agency channel saw a 16% increase in new business, and their independent agency new business grew by 14% thanks to their acquisition of National Generals.
So they're using both their traditional agency network and strategic acquisitions to grow. What of their direct channel, like online and phone sales?
That's where we see the most growth. Their direct channel saw a huge 56% increase in new business.
Wow, that's amazing. What's behind that big jump?
It's a few things, actually. Those reduced underwriting restrictions we talked about earlier, increased advertising, and of course, new products like ASC Auto. They specifically mentioned that getting rid of those restrictions let them write more policies, which you can see in the direct channel numbers.
So they're making it easier for people to get insurance through Allstate, and they're offering products that appeal to more people. But with all this investment and growth, you have to wonder about the financial side of things. Are they spending wisely? And how are they managing their investments? I bet that's a question our listeners are thinking about too, especially if they're thinking about Allstate from an investor's perspective.
Well, they talked a lot about optimizing acquisition costs and making sure they're getting a good return on their investment over time. They're not just throwing money at growth. They're doing it strategically.
That's good to hear. So they're growing the business, but what about the money they're making? I know investments are really important for insurance companies.
They talked about their proactive approach to managing investments and how it's helping them do better. Their investment portfolio's book value has increased by 14%. That's a cool $9.1 billion since the fourth quarter of 2021.
Whoa, that's a lot of growth.
Yeah.
Where's all that growth coming from?
A mix of things, actually. Higher underwriting cash flows from their insurance business. Those increased premiums we talked about, higher reserve levels, and investments that are earning more money.
So they're benefiting from both their own improvements and a good investment environment. Did they get into the details of their investment strategy at all?
Yeah, they actually use two main strategies, a market-based approach and a performance-based approach.
Can you explain what those are? What's the difference?
Sure. So their market-based strategy focuses on predictable earnings and being able to adjust their risk profile. Think of fixed income investments like bonds and public equities.
So a more conservative approach aiming for steady returns.
You could say that. Now, their performance-based strategy is different. They're looking for higher returns, but it comes with more risk. They do this by investing in private equity, real estate, and other alternative assets.
So they're spreading out their investments to balance stability and growth. Did they give any details about what their portfolio actually looks like? What are they investing in?
Yeah, they did. It's a pretty diverse mix. They've got fixed income securities, which make up most of their holdings at $53.96 billion. Then there's equity securities at $2.09 billion mortgage loans at $765 million. And even some more adventurous things like limited partnership interests, which come in at $8.93 billion. They've also got a good amount in short-term investments, totaling $6.99 billion, and some other smaller investments adding up to $866 million.
So they're not putting all their eggs in one basket. Smart move. But of course, Allstate does more than just auto and homeowners insurance. They have that protection services segment, which seems to be doing pretty well.
Oh, definitely. Protection services includes businesses like Arity, which focuses on telematics and data analytics, roadside assistance, dealer services, identity protection, and their star performer, Allstate Protection Plans.
Okay, break it down for us. What are Allstate Protection Plans and what's making them so successful?
Think of it as taking the idea of insurance beyond the traditional policies. They offer plans for things like mobile devices, appliances, even travel insurance.
So it's about giving you peace of mind for everyday things. Are people actually buying these protection plans?
They are. Their revenue is up by a whopping 23.1% compared to last year. Looks like they've tapped into something people really need.
It's interesting to see how they're diversifying what they offer and finding new ways to grow outside of their core insurance business.
And it's not just about revenue. They're making a profit, too. Their adjusted net income is back to the same levels as 2022, thanks to growth that's making up for the investments they're making to expand.
So they're investing in the future of this segment while still seeing good returns. We've talked a lot about growth and expansion, but I'm curious, are they also making any strategic moves in the other direction? Sometimes companies decide to sell parts of their business so they can focus on their strengths or just streamline their operations.
Yeah, you're right. They did mention that they're selling their employer voluntary benefits business, or EVB. They sold it to StanCorp Financial Group for about $2 billion in cash.
Wow, that's a big move. What's the message behind that?
It seems like they're doubling down on their core insurance businesses, and those high-growth areas like protection services sharpen their focus and put resources where they see the biggest potential for success in the long run.
Reminds you that even massive companies like Allstate have to keep adapting to stay competitive. Speaking of financial maneuvering, what about share buybacks? A lot of companies use buybacks to give back to their shareholders and boost their stock price.
Good question, especially for those listening who might be interested in Allstate as an investment. They were pretty clear that share buybacks are definitely part of their strategy. But right now, their main priority is organic growth opportunities.
So growth over buybacks for now. Sounds like they're pretty confident they can make more money by investing in the business itself rather than buying back their own stock.
Exactly. They believe that organic growth is going to give them a better return right now, especially considering the high ROEs they're seeing. But they did say they've done a lot of share buybacks in the past. They've actually bought back 83% of their shares since going public.
So they're not ruling out buybacks completely, but they're being strategic about it.
Mm-hmm.
Balancing the needs of the business with giving back to shareholders.
It's a delicate balance. But let's take a step back for a second. What are your big takeaways from what we've learned so far? We've covered a lot of ground from their financials to their strategic initiatives.
Yeah, one thing that really stands out to me is Allstate's focus on technology and innovation. Those ASC products, expanding their digital channels, investing in telematics and data analytics, it all points to a company that's embracing the future of insurance.
I agree. They're not just reacting to change, they're trying to shape it. Pretty bold strategy, especially in an industry that's often seen as slow to adapt.
And they're doing all of this while dealing with some pretty tough challenges, like those rising costs in their auto insurance business, the customer retention issues, and the increasing risk from natural disasters.
Definitely shows their leadership and their ability to balance making a profit now with growth in the future. But the real question is, what does all this mean for Allstate going forward?
That's what we'll be looking at in the next part of our deep dive. We'll get into their outlook for the future, the potential impact of their strategic moves, and what it all means for both consumers and investors.
I'm ready to dig in deeper. And for our listeners, we'll be right back after a quick break to continue this conversation.
Sounds good. We'll be right back.
It's really interesting to see how Allstate is trying to, like, reinvent itself while still holding on to its roots.
Yeah, they're definitely walking a tightrope, trying to balance tradition and innovation. It's like they want to appeal to both the customer who still wants to talk to an agent and the customer who wants to do everything online.
And it seems like they're doing a good job at it. The fact that they're seeing growth in both their agency and direct channels shows that they're not just putting all their eggs in one basket.
Yeah, it's smart to have a diverse approach, especially as consumer preferences are always changing. But I keep thinking about how much they're investing in technology. It seems like they're really betting big on the idea that technology can completely change the insurance industry.
Yeah, they are. And it's not just about the flashy new products like ASC Auto and homeowners. They're using technology to make their processes more efficient, personalize pricing, and even predict and prevent risks.
It's like they're trying to take all the guesswork out of insurance for both themselves and for the customer.
Right. And that approach of using data could really give them an advantage in the long run. Imagine being able to assess risk more accurately, prevent fraud, and create really personalized insurance solutions based on what each individual customer needs and does.
It sounds almost futuristic, but it's happening now. But with all this focus on technology, I wonder if they're risking losing that human element that a lot of people still value in insurance. You know, that feeling of having someone you trust to help you with all the complicated stuff about coverage and claims.
That's a good point. And it will be interesting to see how Allstate balances their focus on technology with the need for human interaction.
Maybe it doesn't have to be one or the other. Maybe they can use technology to actually improve the human element, like using AI to help agents provide even more personalized and efficient service.
Yeah, you're right. Technology doesn't have to replace humans. It can help them. Think about how telemedicine has changed healthcare. It hasn't gotten rid of doctors. It's just made healthcare more accessible and easier.
Exactly. And maybe Allstate sees a similar kind of change happening in insurance, where technology helps both agents and customers make better decisions.
It's definitely possible, and it would fit with their goal of putting the customer first.
It all comes down to whether they can actually make their vision a reality. They have the resources, the technology, and the ambition, but there are always going to be challenges.
For sure. And we can't ignore the potential downsides of their strategy, like we talked about those price increases in auto insurance and how it's affecting customer retention. If they keep raising prices, they might lose even more customers.
Especially now when people have so many options and can easily compare prices online, it's hard to build loyalty these days.
Exactly. And while their focus on technology is exciting, it also comes with its own risks. Cybersecurity threats are getting worse all the time, and a data breach could be really bad for a company that handles so much sensitive information.
And then there are the ethical questions about data privacy. As Allstate collects more and more data about its customers, it's really important that they use it responsibly and are transparent about it.
Definitely. Customers need to feel confident that their data is being protected and used ethically.
It seems like Allstate's trying to find that balance between pushing the limits of what's possible with technology and making sure they don't forget about the human side of things and ethical considerations.
It's a tricky balancing act. But it's clear from their recent performance and their big plans that they're not afraid to take risks and do things differently.
And that's what makes them such an interesting company to watch. They're not just trying to adapt to the future of insurance. They're trying to create it.
And that's what makes this deep dive so interesting. We're not just looking at a company's financials. We're looking at how a whole industry could change.
It's about more than just numbers and charts. It's about people and possibilities. But like we've been saying, there are also challenges and potential downsides to think about.
There are, and we need to keep those in mind as we evaluate Allstate's strategy and how it might affect the future of insurance. But before we go too far, let's bring it back to some of the specific things Allstate is doing.
Okay, good idea. One thing that I found really interesting is their protection services segment, especially those Allstate protection plans. It seems like a really smart way to make money from different sources and tap into a market for personalized protection products that's only getting bigger.
It is. And it fits with their overall strategy of using technology to create more customized and convenient solutions for their customers. Remember those impressive revenue growth numbers?
Yeah, 23.1% increase year over year.
Yeah.
Those numbers say a lot. It seems like people are really liking the idea of extending their protection beyond just the traditional insurance policies.
They are, and it's not just about feeling safe. These plans can actually save people money, especially these days when devices and appliances are getting more expensive and complicated.
It's like having a safety net for your everyday life.
Exactly. And it's a market with a lot of potential for growth as technology keeps changing and people become even more reliant on connected devices and smart home systems.
It's a smart move for Allstate to try and be a leader in this area, especially as the lines between traditional insurance and these kinds of protection plans get blurry.
It's all part of their bigger goal of becoming a one-stop shop for protection and peace of mind for their customers. But while protection services is a promising area for growth, we can't forget about their core insurance businesses like auto and homeowners insurance.
Those are still the foundation of Allstate's business. And like we talked about earlier, they're facing some serious challenges in both areas.
They are. And how well they deal with those challenges will determine how successful they are in the long run. We talked about the rising costs in auto insurance and how natural disasters are affecting their homeowners insurance business.
And we can't forget about those customer retention issues because of the price increases. It's a lot of interconnected challenges.
It is. And it's going to take a multi-pronged approach to fix them. We've seen how Allstate is trying to tackle these challenges through strategic price adjustments, new product development, and a focus on customer experience.
But it's all about balance. They need to find that sweet spot where they can stay profitable while also offering competitive prices and great service.
It's a tricky dance, but one that Allstate has been doing for a long time. And their recent performance shows that they're still finding ways to adapt and change in a market that's constantly changing.
They're definitely a company worth keeping an eye on. And what they're going through tells us a lot about the challenges and opportunities facing the whole insurance industry.
Absolutely. And as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I think it's important to remember that Allstate's story isn't over yet.
Their future success depends on whether they can actually make their plans work, overcome those potential problems we talked about, and keep adapting to what their customers need and expect.
It's a story with a lot of potential and uncertainty, and I'm excited to see what happens.
Me too. But let's not forget about the bigger picture here. Allstate's journey reflects the changes happening across the whole insurance industry.
Exactly. The rise of technology, the changing nature of risk, and what customers expect are forcing insurance companies to rethink how they do business and interact with their customers.
And Allstate, with its investments in technology, its focus on the customer, and its willingness to do things differently, is leading the way in this transformation.
They're not just going with the flow, they're trying to make the flow.
And that's what makes their story so interesting, both for people who are interested in how businesses work and for anyone who needs insurance to protect themselves and their families.
Insurance is a crucial part of modern life, and companies like Allstate are making sure it stays relevant and accessible in a world that's changing so fast.
So as we move into the last part of our deep dive, let's keep the bigger picture in mind. What can we learn from Allstate's successes and struggles?
And how might their decisions shape the future of insurance? Not just for Allstate, but for the whole industry.
These are the questions we'll be exploring as we finish our deep dive into the world of Allstate and their efforts to reshape the future of insurance. It's crazy to think how much the insurance world could change in just a few years.
Yeah, it really is a time of big change and new ideas. We've been talking about Allstate's strategy, but what I find really interesting is what kind of impact all these changes could have on everyone else.
Right, like if Allstate's bets on technology and focusing on the customer pay off, it could force the whole industry to change or get left behind.
Imagine a world where insurance isn't seen as a necessary evil anymore, but as a partner that helps you manage risk and achieve financial well-being.
That would be a huge shift. Instead of just dealing with accidents or disasters after they happen, insurance could be more about stopping them from happening in the first place.
Think about telematics and how it's already changing car insurance. By tracking how people drive, insurance companies can encourage safer driving and maybe even reduce accidents.
And with smart homes and all these connected devices becoming more common, imagine what we could do to prevent damage to property sensors. Could detect leaks, smoke, or even burglars before they cause any serious problems.
It's like having a digital guardian angel for your home.
And on the financial side, AI could help people make smarter choices about their insurance coverage, making sure they have the right protection at a price that makes sense.
It's all about giving people the tools and information they need to manage their own risk and financial future.
But of course, there are some potential downsides we need to think about too. We've already mentioned concerns about data privacy, and those become even more important as insurance companies collect more and more data about our lives.
Definitely. There's a fine line between using data to make things better and more personalized and making sure people's privacy is respected and protected.
And then there's the question of accessibility. As insurance relies more on technology, are we going to leave behind people who aren't as comfortable with technology or who don't have the latest gadgets?
That's a really important point. The industry needs to make sure that all this innovation doesn't make existing inequalities worse.
It's like any big societal change. There will be winners and losers, and we need to be aware of the possible consequences.
Exactly. But even with the challenges, we can't ignore the huge potential of technology to transform insurance.
It's an exciting time to watch this industry change, and Allstate is right at the center of it.
They're pushing the limits, trying out new things, and taking risks.
And in the end, their success or failure will affect the whole industry and consumers like us.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners? What should they be thinking about as they navigate this changing insurance landscape?
I think the most important thing is to be informed and to be proactive. Understand what's changing, ask questions, and don't be afraid to look at new options.
Don't just settle for how things are now. The future of insurance is being shaped right now, and we all have a part to play in making sure it works for us.
It's about finding that balance between embracing new ideas and protecting our own interests.
And that's a conversation we need to have both individually and as a society.
Well said. This deep dive into Allstate has been really eye-opening. We've covered so much from their financial performance to their strategic decisions and what it all means for the insurance industry as a whole.
We've seen how a company with a long history is embracing the future, and we've talked about the potential for both positive change and unintended consequences.
I hope our listeners are leaving with a better understanding of this complex and ever-changing industry.
then maybe even some inspiration to think critically about their own insurance choices and how they can shape their own financial future.
And that's a wrap for our deep dive into Allstate. Thanks for joining us.
It's been great exploring this with you.
This is the Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening. This is the Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.